We are.
I think the first day share also had pizza, actually.
What?
I think the first day share also had pizza?
No, I don't think so.
But we did have that guy with the camera come out right after we were talking about the sheer stuff.
We had a sketchy.
Oh, yes.
That was like first year on campus, right? Yeah, I remember that. That was like only 8 people or 6 people.
That was the first year student. Yeah, that was first year student. Like me, Rafi,
it's true. True fact. Okay, guys, we get started here with a brand new Sugya. I guess our mandate is to make sure you're more comical this from now on, so that Rumi has better material. Or just that everyone's in a better mood. So let's start. We're going to talk today about Shalzmanios. For my purposes, we wrapped up our discussion of the morning twilight discussion, when does the day begin? We may come back to both that question and when does the day end. I'm still on the fence about whether I want to spend the rest of the Zman on Zmanim. We can talk about, there's a few more things to go into, both in the morning Zmanim and evening Zmanim. We still have to talk about Chatzos and Plag and 6:30. And the ideal time for Mincha, that still has to be done. And then we can also talk about some of the exotic Zmanim questions, such as like the Zmanim, if you go to the extremely north or southern latitudes, like the Arctic Circle questions, and dateline questions. So we could do all of those. What?
Don't you hold that the dateline doesn't exist?
I may hold that. We're not sure yet. So we'll talk about that.
Hawaii. For all intents and purposes, one going to Hawaii doesn't exist.
Right.
Who would you go to Japan?
What?
Who would you go to Japan?
So that's the question. So if you hold it doesn't exist, then there's no problem. Somebody told me the other day, they're like, I heard you either have a problem in Hawaii or Japan. That's how some people, like, you have to choose, like, where you think the dateline is. But maybe there's no dateline.
No, you only have a problem with Hawaii if you hold it up by the cloak as the two dateline. Once you pick a dateline, there's no problem. You just have to jump dates.
Correct. We'll talk about it. Or maybe there's no dateline. We'll get into this. We'll get into this if we decide to.
I mean, we discussed it briefly.
We did discuss it briefly. I guess Romeo would say that means like 2 hours. We discussed it briefly. As opposed to spending the time getting into questions of Kavana and Kriyat Shema and Kavana and Tefillah. Maybe it's just better to, by the law of diminishing returns, or by the law of like our investment, since we're deep in Zmanim now, it might make sense to finish the year out with Zmanim. What do you think? Guys, in Zmanim moods or Kavana moods?
Kavana
mood?
Yeah.
Really?
Wow.
Who's in a Zmanim mood? Zmanim, raise your hands. Okay, Kavana, raise your hands. Wow, everyone's ready to move on.
You guys are so spiritual.
Okay.
So spiritual.
So then we'll wrap up this Zman and stuff, and we'll go on to the Kavana discussion. Okay, so that means we're going to probably spend, let's plan to wrap up Zmanim very soon then. All right? But that means there's more work to do. So we're not going to talk about the Arctic Circle, and we're not going to talk about Dateline then.
That's Monday, Wednesday.
Yeah, we can talk about it Monday, Wednesday, share if you want.
Monday, Wednesday,
Well. Okay, so today we have a wonderful topic about Shalzmanios and Shalshavos. So thus far we've been talking about how do we magdir the day. When does the day begin? When does the day end? Very important question. How to understand the idea of twilight. Hey, Edie. Missed the sheer lunch. But we save pizza for you if you want. Okay. Now, here in the United States and pretty much internationally, we think of the day as divided into 24 hours, right? So you just take the day, split it into 24 even parts, and that's how you get our notion of the hour, of a fixed hour. We know that it takes a day about 24 hours it takes the Earth about 24 hours to make a full rotation. Yeah? So an hour should be 1/24th of the day. That's how you get Shalosh Hashavos, equal hours. Now it's a bit of a mystery. Anybody know? Why do, like, our day begins, or our morning, let's say, begins at 12 o'clock a.m., what is that time to?
Maybe it's arbitrary.
Well,
it might be an HBR return.
It's a little arbitrary. I wonder if somebody want to, worth researching, why, well.
It's base, like, base 6, base 12. There's, the point is just the division is 12.
No, of course, but why, like, what does the, like, the midnight as the beginning of the day, like, what is our midnight supposed to correlate to? Right now? It's a bit arbitrary.
I guess this is saying early, saying noon, because noon is like the highest point of the sun.
But it's not true, because our noon is not solar noon.
Our noon is when we're directly behind.
It's not true.
Behind the Earth, no?
It's not true. It's not true. That would mean that it's not true. What?
That would change.
Yeah, it changes all the time. But we'll talk about that more in a moment. That shows Hashavos. In Halacha, we don't divide the day. We'll see. In Halacha, it's actually is imprecise, but there's another way of telling time. Presumably, this was done. This was quite natural before they had clocks like we have. How did you split the day into hours? You would say that light time is 12 hours. And dark time is 12 hours. Okay? So you split the hours of day. You split day into 12 equal parts. You split night into 12 equal parts. And then you get shows for the day and shows for the evening. Why does that diverge from the shows Hashavos? Hey, Todd? Yeah, because the days get shorter in the winter and longer in the summer. So that means if you're dividing the day into 12 equal parts, your day hours during the summer will be longer than your day hours in the winter. Okay? That's the idea of Shavuos Manios. Very simple. Which one of these is more intuitive as a way of keeping time?
Fixed one.
Why? Just intuitive to you, probably.
Yeah. I don't know. It's much easier to deal with.
Why?
Because you don't have to do any calculations day to day.
Maybe that's true, but I guess that also assumes that you have some timekeeping mechanism. Right? So if you have like an atomic watch.
You have a sundial?
What?
Well, I mean, a sundial is the exact opposite of that. Meaning, if you have a sun, meaning they didn't have clocks back then, so you relied on yourself for the sun.
If you had a sundial, probably Shavuos Manios would be more intuitive to you.
It's like wax candles. Yeah.
What?
I think you can use like wax candles.
Where it's a fixed amount of time. Yeah. Right. Yeah, it really depends what you're doing. If it's Kedei Hiluch, this amount of time you're walking all day, and you have markers on the road, then maybe fixed amount of time. So I think intuitions could cut both ways, depending on what type of instrument you're using for timekeeping. So intuitively, it's not obvious that one is a better system than the other. Now, let me just say something else by way of Akdama. It's also not obvious that there has to be defined hours for the day. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm out here.
We live in a world where there are hours, but you could imagine a halachic world where the hours play no significant role. The significant halachic boundaries are actually just chatzos, some time intermediate between chatzos and the beginning of the day, some time intermediate between chatzos and the end of the day. But the idea of hours, maybe they don't need to play a role halachically at all. And to the extent that they exist, they're just like some artificial creation that we're imposing, an order that we're imposing on the day. But they're not built into the halacha's conception of time. Do I see that? Now, it's one of the striking things, again, just as striking as it was that we did not find a clear halachic definition of when day begins and when day ends, and Shkia versus Tzeis, and exactly when Ben Hashmashos is, and the same for the morning, that we don't have a clear-cut halachic definition of what a shah is, of what an hour is. Nor does the Gemara define how to conceive of the subunits of days, meaning the units that together comprise a yom. Zev, Zev. Mr. Shirlamsh. It's pizza if you want.
Okay. I wasn't here for lunch, so.
It could be.
That's fair.
If you want. Nowhere does the halacha tell us what the shows in the Gemara are. So, for example, the first Mishnah in... the first few Mishnayos in Brachos, how do they read? How do the first Mishnayos in Brachos read? Yeah, so read it. Yeah, so go ahead. You don't have to read the whole thing. The first Mishnah, does it give us hours? No, right? There's Adzof HaShmua Rishona, which the Gemara then is trying to figure out. Is it 3 hours into the day? Is it 4 hours into the day? Second Mishnah gives us hours. Memezai Korn HaShem B'Shachas, Misha Yakir, etc. According to the Tanakhama, it sounds like Adonai Tzachama. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Ad Sholosh Shos, Shekein Derech Menei Melachim Lamed B'Sholosh Shos. So you could say Kriyat Shema until 3 hours into the day. How do you calculate these 3 hours? Is it 180 minutes?
No.
Well?
I think Shos Mani is no, I think it's 180 minutes.
What did you just mumble?
I'm saying I don't think it's on, no, it's not. I don't think it's 180 minutes.
You don't think it's 180 minutes?
Yeah.
What is it then?
I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure Shos Mani.
So you mean it's a quarter of the day? I mean, because Sholo Shos would be 3 hours. If there's 12 hours in a day, then it's a quarter into a quarter of the day.
No, isn't it though? I mean, we separate like shows differently, you know? Things that the regular like 60-minute hour.
Well, if you're doing shows manios,
yeah,
and the day is divided into 12 sections, then 3 hours into the day is one quarter through the day, right? 25% of the day. Or does it mean 180 minutes, fixed minutes? Which one does it mean?
The first thing.
What?
Mean the first thing?
Doesn't it mean the first thing? How do you know that?
Because we had no reason to think. Why would the mission be talking about...
6 minutes?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't it be?
If
I said meet me in 3 hours, Romy. I mean, today happens with the equinox. So the mile of the equinox is that your shows manios are shows shovels. At the equinox, the days and nights are even, so then... Right, you have 60 minute hours for the day and 60 minute hours for the evening.
It sounds like potentially a historical question. Like, if back then they didn't even have fixed hours, then why would you ever assume?
Right, but we know they had fixed hours because Kadeh Hilach Mil is obviously fixed.
No, but that's not a fixed.
Unless hour. You think it takes you longer to walk a mill in
that,
the summer than it does in the winter, but
that's totally it. That's not a fixed like unit of time. The unit of time itself is.
Chametz rise, you know, we say if they finish baking your matzos, could they hill
a
mill?
But that doesn't mean that's just because a fixed unit of time for walking doesn't mean they divide the day into 15 units of time.
Right,
but I'm just saying, but if I say meet me in 3 hours, what does that mean?
Nowadays, it means it could be a historical question. But
right.
Obviously, you're saying that because we use hours now.
And which ones do they use in the time of the Gemara?
Gotta ask
a rebel. Right. So no, we don't know. I'm saying we don't know.
Or maybe we do know. We just don't look in the Gemara to find it.
Well, I'm saying, do you know?
How many of your names?
Well,
I'm an Amharas. I don't know.
Does anybody know? Like, what's the? So let's look at. So if you look here at the Rambam writes. It's not clear where he gets this from. So the Rambam in. The first parak of Brachos. Vida. Who wants to read the Shama? Who prepared it? Richard, why don't you read it for us?
Vida shekol ha-shaos.
Loud and clear.
Vida shekol ha-shaos shenizkru b'chol ha-mishnah einon ala shaos zmanim.
So the Rambam says you should know that any zman, any shah that's mentioned in the Mishnah is shah zmanios, meaning the length of the hour is not fixed. It fluctuates based off the season. Okay? Meaning you have longer hours in the summer than you have in the winter. For the daytime, sorry. And of course, so you know this issue that if you have longer hours for the day, what does that mean? Your hours for the night are going to be shorter because you are boxed in by 24 fixed hours for the day. So whatever you gain in the daytime, you lose in the nighttime. I just want to point out, this is a very nice medrash that I have here. So look, I put this on the Makoro sheet for your edification. Just skip ahead for one moment to page 11, where I'm highlighting. Zeshamarakasav Yom Liyom Yabia Omer. So we say this in Psukei Dezimra of Shabbos. The days speak to each other. Tanya. Be'echad b'tkufas Nisan. When is Echad b'tkufas Nisan? What? Today. The first day of the equinox. That's Tkufas Nisan.
Why is it
Tkufas
Nisan?
Why is it Tkufas Nisan? So Tkufas Nisan means the season of Nisan, not the month of Nisan.
And I guess that just means the spring.
Exactly, yeah. And what is spring?
The time of the equinox.
Exactly. So Echad b'tkufas Nisan means today, literally, to the days when the nights and the days are equal. Uve Echad b'tkufas Tishrei, which is?
October.
Well, yeah, the fall equinox. That's the first day of Tkufas Tishrei. What happens then? Hayom v'halayla shavin. The day and the nights are equal. Okay. Quick ha'ara. Something we'll see that the Gra complains about against all his predecessors. I just want to say predecessors. Is that true that the day and night are equal now? Is it true? Is it true, Mikey? Yes or no? Is it true or is it false?
It's a
50-50 guess.
I don't feel like guessing.
You're a Cartesian. You're going to reserve judgment. You're going to withhold belief. Are the days and nights more or less equal right now?
Right now? Well,
yeah.
Now the days are... there's more day than...
Well, today's the equinox.
Today is the equinox?
Today's the equinox. Where you been?
Oh, I missed that.
Today's the equinox. So if today's the equinox, are the days and night equal?
Yes.
Mikey doesn't like guessing, but he says the days and night are equal. Are you sure that the day is not longer than the night?
On the equinox?
On the equinox. How are you calculating day and night? Are you calculating it from Alos HaShachar until Tzeis HaKochavim? Or are you calculating it from Zricha Hanetz until Shkia?
Oh, yeah, it's literally the same exact thing. 12 hours, 7 minutes of daylight duration to that.
There you go.
Daylight
duration. That's calculating from Nates until Shkia. This is the Graz Raya. This is the Graz.
Is daylight Nates until Shkia and hours until.
What?
Is daylight.
Yeah, astronomical daylight. They mean the sun being visible above the horizon. This is the Graz Raya. That, of course, by the way, if it's Alos until Seis, then the day is longer than the night of the equinox. Right? Because you get an extra hour and 20 minutes. Morning twilight, an extra hour, 20 minutes of evening twilight. It's not even close. Depends how you define states, but...
Why does it have to be the equal of the economy?
Huh?
Like why is it arrived? Maybe they're not definitely equal.
I'm just reading you the Medrash.
Be'echad
b'tkufas Nisan, be'echad b'tkufas Tishrei, hayom v'alayla shavim.
He's saying that this Medrash is arrived. That's what he's saying.
Well, the Gros is going to say astronomically, but here's the Medrash that gives you a halachic basis for that, right? I mean, we're saying that after equinox, the days and night are supposed to be shoven.
Meaning, why can't you? Presumably, there's a time.
Maybe.
There is a time of the year where, from Alos to Seis, the times are equal. It's going to be a little earlier, a little later, depending on the season. But maybe the civil equinox now has nothing to do with the equinox we have back then.
So I wonder if that's ever the case. Is there ever a case?
Meaning,
whatever Kuva's, like, Kuva's Nissan is, like, a specific one.
Right, you're saying maybe just move it off a little bit.
Yeah.
Right, it's not the equinox as we define it. Maybe they have a different definition of equinox.
I can find a day on the calendar where, from a los tilt seis.
Okay, you have to square with the other things that we're going to see. Mikan ve'ilach, from after the equinox. So this means from after the spring equinox. Hayom love min alayla. What does that mean? Ha'alayla min hayom. So in the right now, in the spring equinox, from then on, the day borrows from the night, right? And in the autumn equinox, the Lila borrows from the yom, because the Lila gets longer and the day gets shorter. Uporin zelaze bipiusin hakol b'lishtar b'ligzar din, and they kind of reconcile with each other. You know, over the seasons. But the important thing here is that at the equinox, the claim is that the days and nights are shoven. Okay? Yeah, Eitan.
Wouldn't this theoretically be a running for counting the shows and annuals for day from nights until Shkia and then for night from Seis and Polos? Wouldn't the equinox do those things would theoretically be the same?
Say it again? Why would you count night from Seis until Alos? Then it's not shoven.
When you count during equinox, if you count from the day from Mates until Shia, and then night from Seis until Alos.
The day and night are not equal.
Or that those are equal? No.
Because if the day is 12 hours at the equinox from sunrise to sunset, then if you cut off the twilight, then the nighttime will be less than 12 hours. Tiny, we had sheer lunch.
Yeah, no, I was thinking about making pizza that I missed.
Yeah, if you want pizza, we have extra pizza for you.
He was busy filming for the pizza.
Right. I would have brought you a yogurt.
Oh, but, yeah, Chobani Flip. I have one that's coming. I'm all right.
All right, good.
Can you just, maybe
do you see the point, Nathan?
Yeah.
For them to be equal.
Yeah, but why is it the case that from Nates until
Shia,
like
16
and 17, and not just 12 shots, not even. Say it again, from? Yeah, well, I don't think equinox, we're just assuming that it's exactly 12 hour hours, not just 12
shots,
not even like a specific size.
Well, if you mean 12 shots, manios, then yom and laila are always shoving. They always have 12 shows manios, the yom, and 12 shows manios.
The idea
is
that the shows manios, the proportion. It's the same proportion within time. Not necessarily.
It's always the
same
proportion.
So it's not necessarily 60 minutes, but let's say they're all like, they're both day and night is both like 12, like, you know, 53 minute segments. Not necessarily 60. So we're assuming is that on the equinox day is...
The only way to get equal segment, you need symmetry, right? Let me draw a picture. Here's the Earth, right? Here's the eastern horizon. Here's the western horizon.
Wow. Are you going to sign it?
Where's
whoa,
Earth,
whoa,
yeah.
whoa.
Here's the western horizon. Here's the eastern horizon. Yep. Speaking of saying, you know, like over at my house, Moshe Shabbos, and he asked my father if he could sign a baseball.
Really?
Yeah, and he's like, you know, my brother has a baseball collection signed by his Rabbanim, and he's like, you know, he has a ball signed by Ryan Lichtenstein. He's like, can you sign the ball also?
Did he do it?
So, I want to see the picture of the Lichtenstein ball. So he's great. So he shows me his picture, and it says, Aaron Lichtenstein, who strives for perfection in another league. Isn't that great?
That's so good.
Great.
Did he sign it?
Yeah, did he sign
it? Did my father sign it? Yeah,
he signed
it. Yeah.
What did he say?
The
Empire
quote? Yeah, the quote. I'll
the
show
same
the
ball?
Was this?
Well, no, different ball. Different ball.
Was this?
We'll talk after.
So the... Where's the Rakia?
This is the... What do you mean? This is the horizon for now. We're going to assume like the Chachmei Moshe Olam. Well, let's say here you have...
Like it's so hard on the 2D.
It is a little hard, but let's say over here, so let's assume this is Tseisakokaben, right? The sun has to be, this is Shkia. This is Halos. This is on the eastern side. Let's say this is minus 16 degrees beneath here, right? Minus 16. And same thing over here, right? Let's assume that this is obviously Shkia, and then say Kolakokavim. Let's assume that that's also 16 degrees minus. So if you want symmetry, the day is going to be this length, right?
Right.
So that means you need the night to be the same duration if you want the day to be shoved into
the
night.
Same length duration.
But if you count from Seis until Alos for the night, then you're missing 32 degrees worth of time. So of course your night is going to be that's the gross point. For them to be shoved in, you have to be calculating directly from Shkia and Hanes.
Let's say you move it more towards the winter, the day is shorter, and then you count from Seis until Alos, and which would make the night shorter, make night shorter as well. So when those are equal.
No, why not just say that the grass is the wrong equinox? The equinox over here where it goes from.
That's right.
You're saying what's that? Set? What?
I was saying.
Oh, yeah, it's what Gavi was saying. You're making Gavi's point.
Perhaps.
That take it away from our equinox. Right, we think the equinox is when the across the Earth, the time of sunlight is the same as the time of non sunlight, right? Which is how we define the equinox. You're saying maybe the equinox is just some like other thing.
No, but you're saying sunlight is nates until Shia. Maybe sunlight is Alos until Seis. But you're only saying that because that's the convention, right?
I'm saying, you see, the problem is that you don't... You will...
You're saying
wait till later in the year.
Right.
When... I don't think it'll work out. Why won't
it? It never happens?
It may happen. The question is, does it happen twice?
It only happened in the winter.
I think it would only happen in the winter.
Well, one direction
right?
would happen in the winter, and the other direction
yeah.
would happen in the summer. Meaning, if you make the, if you count from,
it would happen earlier.
If you count from Seis until Shkia during the summer, and then Seis to Alos during the summer, like that way, then it wouldn't be bigger.
I understand.
Well,
you want to calculate that from Alos until Seis. You want that to be equal 12 of our hours.
No. From,
right?
from
12 fixed hours.
From the other way, from Seis to Alos. I mean, nighttime would be, that's... I'm saying, if you make the time from Seis to Alos, it's going to be whatever amount of time that is, and that's equal to the same amount of time from Nates until Shkia.
And then what about you're missing 32 degrees?
And those would be managed partials.
Yeah, today halachic time and hour is 61 minutes, so it's pretty close.
Right. We need to think that through, that possibility. Why is the Gro not open to that possibility? We'll think that through. But that would push off the Tkufa, right? So we have to see that there are other things that point to define the Tkufa about when the time from Shkia to Nates is identical to the time from Nates to Shkia.
No, but according to Muggin overall,
right?
No, I'm saying the time from Nates to Shkia is the same from Seis to Alos.
I understand what you're saying. The Gruz saying, you want the times before Nates, from Nates to Shkia should be the same as Shkia to Nates. That's what it means for Yom V'Layla to be shopping.
Right, but then that's not Laila.
You're just trying to rule out. You're trying to rule out Ben Hashmashos.
Laila didn't start yet because if you count it like that, then you would just be saying anything that's not day is now night instead of having Ben Hashmashos.
Say again.
If you're counting it just from let's say it's 12 hours from Nates until Shkia, then there is no Ben Hashmashos because once you're doing that, then you're gonna, and that's equal 12 hours 12 hours. then you have no Banish Mashos, because what you're saying isn't true.
Well, you have Banish Mashos. You have Banish Mashos. Of course you have Banish Mashos.
There's no Banish Mashos. You're saying part of night. It's not night. It's either Banish Mashos.
What?
If you're saying 12 hours, 12 hour day, 12 hour night.
Banish Mashos is Safik Min HaYom, Safik Min HaLayla.
Right, so you can't really say you have 12 hours day, 12 hours night. You actually have to, like, some mix going on.
You can't say that Banish Mashos... Nobody thinks, let me put it this way, that Banish Mashos is not Olah from the minion of Shos Manios. No one's ever suggested that.
It's not no man's land.
Well,
it's not no man's land.
It may be halachically no man's land in terms of halachos of day and laila, but for Hagidars of Shos Manios, there's no moment that doesn't have a clock ticking for it. There's no part of the day that's unaccounted for in Shos Manios.
So how do you say the night and day is equal? It's not actually night.
What?
After Shia, it's not actually night. Maybe in, like, spawning that, like, taking care
but
of...
You're, I think you're just confusing the halachic status of day and night with the timekeeping measurement of day and night.
It's like, if we're granting that Banish Mashos exists as a time period...
But again, I think...
Why are we not including it part of night on the...
But Banish Mashos exists as a halachic definition. That's different than the existence of Banish Mashos as a temporal unit. What you have to be okay with is that your Hagdara of Banish Mashos, your Hagdara of Shaos will diverge from your... Hagdara of Yom V'Layla with respect to Mitzvos Hayom and Mitzvos HaLayla. That's true for the Gra anyway, because he agrees that Yom begins at Alos, but Shos Manios begin at Hanitz. And same in the evening, right? So you just have to don't take Banish Mashos into the Hagdara of your Shos Manios for now. Okay? Okay, so let's go back to the beginning. So let's go back to the beginning of the source sheet here. The Rambam here claims, who is reading the Rambam for us? Well, go ahead, Richard. Vidash, kol ha-shos, ha-nishkir b'chol ha-mishna, yin anel ha-shos, z'manios. Upir z'manios, hein. Right, so once you say shos manios, 3 hours into the day, you're equivalent to saying a quarter of the day. What is Tkufas Tammuz? You have Tammuz in the winter? Tkufas Tammuz is... What is Tkufas Tammuz? What is Tkufas Tammuz?
Summer solstice.
Summer solstice. And what is Tkufas Teves? The winter solstice. Right? Valderech Zu Tadun Bechulam. So the Rambam writes, this is true for all of the shows. Kol ha-shows sheniskru b'chol ha-mishnah are shows manios. Where does Rambam get this from? Well?
He made it up.
Right. Rambam really, there's no mucker in the Gemara telling us how to calculate hours.
Masorah.
What?
He had a Masorah.
Did he have a Masorah? How do you know he had a Masorah about it?
He's the Rambam.
What does that mean? Rambam have a Masorah for everything?
Everything. Except the stuff that he didn't have.
Okay, and how do you know this falls into the class of Masorah-based things?
You wouldn't make anything like this up.
The Rambam?
Yeah, but the Rambam
no, but actually,
isn't it
Pashut that, like, a thing like this would have been transmitted?
You also would think that it was Pashut that day and night would have been transmitted.
Probably it was,
though. You'll see, there's major machloksim about this. Actually, not. I mean, the other Rishonim are not sure, so let's see. Take a look also at the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, which I have for us here. Page 10, Sanhedrin, Hey Gimel. Anybody know this Mishnah in Sanhedrin? Drish v'Chakira. It's got a volunteer to read the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Gavi. Just underline. So this is about cross-examining witnesses. Echad Omer. So if you're cross-examining them, and in these bedikos, the witnesses say, one says it happened... at midnight and the other says it happened at 1 o'clock, then that's fine because people could be off by an hour in their timekeeping. But Echad Omer, Batela. If they're off by 2 hours, then that's no good. Okay? Fine. Now the Rambam writes here. From the Ofek HaMizrach. So Rambam is telling you, Chatzi HaShemayim, this sector, this quadrant over here, is all called east. The sun's considered in the east for this whole portion. Right? So for exactly what percentage of the day is the sun in the eastern half of the sky? 50% of the day. Good. Umechatzi HaShemayim.
Chatzi HaShemayim Ad Sof HaMa'arav Mikramarav.
Ad Ofek HaMa'arav. Do you have a different gersa?
So
until the western horizon, that's considered west. Uchvar b'yarnei b'brachos, the Rambam sends you back to what we just read. All the hours are shows manios. Okay? Romy, you like that? You think it's pasha?
I think Richard's point is right. It's pasha, and that's, we know historically, you know. Or it's a historical question, but that's pasha.
Why do you think it's pasha? Just because Ram said it?
No, I think it's a historical question. Like, if they operated in the hours, then it's a big problem. And if they didn't, then it's pasha.
Okay.
No?
Maybe. Take a look here for a moment at this.
Like,
Tshuva of the Tashbates. The Tashbates just lays out the different possibilities about how to calculate time. So, Shit Tashbates, Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf tests. Who prepared the Tashbates? This Tashbates is sitting on the Makor sheet. Okay, Ezra, go. Shalta.
Isn't
that an unbelievable Shaila to ask the Tashbates in the 1300s? No? The guy's saying, is it true that some hours are longer than other hours? This is like a milsa de pshita lechol barber abanan afilu chad yoma. Right? I mean, built into the notion of shos manios is that some hours are longer than... Right? The winter hours are shorter than the summer hours.
So isn't that's the whole question? I mean, is it shows minus, is there shows?
Right, the guy's asking the topic, is it true that the halakhic hours are variable? And what is the answer? Da. So astronomers, right, chachmei tchunas hagagolim. Okay, now this is the theory for the idea of, like, if you look at a halakhic clock, for example, that Maizmanim has versus the clocks that we have, Our clocks start at 12 from midnight to midday. Isn't that a funny way to calculate time? Why should you calculate from midnight to midday as the 12 to 12? Even if you do the 24 hours army time, 0 o'clock is midnight. Why do it that way? Why not start from like the, make 0 o'clock sunrise, make 0 o'clock alos shachar, make 0 o'clock what would be the equivalent of 6 o'clock in the morning? Let that be the beginning of the day. Well, all the difference. Well, no, it's an arbitrary point. But, well, it's just a label. But labels come from somewhere.
12 o'clock on the equinox is when the sun's directly above.
Okay, so.
So that's like a point in time where you can actually like look at something and know exactly what.
Saying it's easier to observe.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe. Like you can see when your shadow is immediately below you, not beneath you or behind you. Maybe.
Or maybe that's just when the day is at its peak. Like, wouldn't that make sense?
Why would you start Oba Chatzi Yom Oba Chatzi Alayla?
Because then 12 would be halfway through the day. Is halfway through the day.
So look what he writes. But note, I'm just saying this is our way of keeping time in a sense, that our clocks, right, whether it's army time at 0 o'clock or our time at 12 o'clock, is Chatzi Yom Chatzi Alayla. Why? So go ahead, Ezra Lefid. Which is just a complicated way of saying all locations on the same longitude. Fine, same latitude. What? Same longitude, no?
I don't know the difference.
The horizontal or vertical? The horizontal.
The duration of the day is by how high up you are or how low you are.
Latitude is the horizontal.
Latitude is the horizontal
longitude.
Latitude is how north-south you are. Longitude is how east-west you are.
Yes.
So all the points on the same
lines.
Longitude.
Longitude, latitude.
Yeah, all the points on the same longitude. Yeah. Meaning, all the points on the same longitude.
Wait, I need to practice.
Go ahead. Kol orech echad. Meaning they're shavim b'merchak mizuchumarav. Meaning they're on the same longitude. So take... you guys know how the longitude lines work?
Not even more degrees.
What? So imagine this is our Earth ball, but you know, the Earth is tilted. It's also a different picture. 20 degrees rotation, right? So it's spinning on this axis. And then here's the equator, right? Somewhere along the middle. So lines that connect, let's say here, this is one longitude, this is one longitude, right? So all lines basically on the same north-south line. All points on that same north-south line. Okay? Here. This is obviously north. So. What happens? Go ahead. Okay, what's the claim here? Chatzi hayom shelahem hushave berega echad.
Their midpoint is the same. They just have different...
What does that mean, their midpoint is the same? Astronomical noon. For all points on the same longitude... is identical.
But after and before are different. That makes
sense. So the duration of the day will change. The duration of the day will change. But the sun's zenith, the sun's highest point in its movement for the day, will be identical for all points on the same longitude. What does that explain? That explains why you would calculate your hours, the haschalas hayom, o bachati hayom, o bachati alayla. Because it's a consistent time-keeping measurement for everybody on the same longitude. As opposed to the beginning and end of the day, which fluctuate depending on how north or south you are. You see the point? Meaning, if you start counting your day from sunrise or sunset, then it's going to vary as you travel north or south. But if you start counting your day from solar noon, then it's going to be consistent for everybody on your longitude. That means everybody on your longitude is counting the beginning of the day at the same time. They're beginning their day at the same time.
The duration of the days are different.
Well?
The duration of the days are different. That's what you mean.
You have a consistent timekeeping mechanism for everybody in your longitude.
What?
Why is that important? We don't know why that's important, but I guess like you could calculate time in many different ways. I'm just saying that's probably the reason why our clocks start at noon is like the beginning of the count. Okay? But look at the next point. Al Kain him both from Lasos has Kalamayam Sarosloma Khatayam Khatialaila. This is it's like a good way of keeping time. This way it doesn't have to vary for anybody on your longitude, it's all good. Of course their skios and their natses will vary, but the chatzos won't vary. Okay? So chatzos hayom is identical for everybody on the same longitude.
Can you give an example of that?
This is the equator. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So, somebody give me cities on the same longitude. Anybody know? Should we just make them up?
Uzbekistan and New Jersey.
What?
Washington Heights and Miami on the same. I think they're similar. Very similar. We're on the two states on the eastern seaboard. Does the primary go through London? Like, the best. Seattle, Washington.
So West Coast person.
Let's do this better.
I
went on Google Earth and I found they're both basically on the same.
Miami and Toronto.
Latitude,
on
the Miami and Toronto on the same longitude?
It looks pretty much, yeah.
There we go. Now we're talking. Miami and Toronto. Let's see.
No, but Cairo and Toronto. So let's check this out. So here's Miami.
So here's Toronto, let's say. Miami. Good. So let's. Are they roughly on this? Do we verify that?
Yeah, yeah. Miami's Hutsos is 128.30 today.
Okay.
And.
See, today's a weird day because today is the equinox.
Toronto's 125.30.
The equinox doesn't matter.
Well, the equinox is gonna make it easier, meaning
so we can go because
they'll
go a week ago
because they'll also have the same, I believe. Right,
right, let's go make
they're within a degree of longitude.
But I'm saying, but on the equinox, they'll have the same Shkia. Everyone has the same size day today, right? Everyone's kind of like a 12-hour day.
The real way to do it would be to look at...
I'm saying today, everyone's Shkia and Nates is the same.
The real way to do it would be looking...
That's what it means for it to be the equinox. But let's say you have to go in the middle... Go in the middle of the winter. Or the middle...
You have to have an account.
I mean, it depends if they're on...
oh, if they're on the same longitude, then it'll be the same time.
Right. Absolutely. But the point here is that even in the middle of the winter, Toronto is going to have a super short day. And Miami is going to have a super long day. Right? But, or even if you went down here, what if you went into the southern hemisphere?
San Juan?
Is that across the
equator? It's the first city in Mexico that I thought of.
Give me something in like Chile or...
Santiago?
Here.
Give me something in like South America.
Panama.
Panama's above the equator.
Right, I ain't saying that's okay. I ain't saying the southern.
Why kill Ecuador?
Mendoza, Argentina.
Okay.
Why kill Ecuador, Miami?
Let's say Argentina.
Here's always geography lesson.
So the idea is that Toronto's going to have a super short day. Argentina's going to have a super long day, because now let's say the sun's over here, right? In the northern hemisphere is winter.
So much.
Can't
even think of a city.
Latin America.
South America.
Buenos
Aires.
There you go. Toronto will be super short. The Argentina stuff will be super long. But the Patso should be the same. That's the claim.
At the same time.
Well,
At the same time.
You look up the sky, the sun will be
there. Right, the sun will be at its apex at the same time in the short day of Toronto as it is for the super long day in Argentina. Now, of course, Argentina's day just starts way earlier and ends way later. But the chatzos will be the same time. So he says that's a reason to measure the beginning of the day from chatzos and let them just vary for the beginning and ending. Now, this is an important point. Because maybe on this theory, maybe our intuitions about day starting shkia or starting at Nates Maybe those are the wrong points to think of as the beginning or end of the day. Maybe Chatzos is the right thing that stays permanent. Right? Do you see the claim? I'm going to get to this in a second. All right? Good? Okay. Alkein him bokrim latzos haschala me'emsa rotz lomar chatzia yom v'chatzia laila. Now, the ode. Okay, this is a very important point. This is more of a deeper reason to calculate the beginning of the day from Chatzos. Shalolam yesh mechatzi hayom lechatzi halayla yud beishal shavos bechol itos hashana. Meaning what?
From Chatzos to Chatzos is always, no matter where you are, just 12 hours.
Chatzos to Chatzos is always 12 shal shavos. Why? Because in the summer, you'll just have longer days and shorter nights. So if you think of the day...
Is that true?
Here's a summer day. Okay, summer day. Summer day, ready? So if you think of the day as starting at sunrise and concluding at sunset, so you'll say... Give me, what time is sunrise in the summer? Let's say it's going to be 5 o'clock, right? I'm trying to think about how to, let's say this is 0, right? So let's make 0 the beginning of the day. You could have 18 hours of sunlight, let's say. So you'll get from 0 o'clock until, let's say, 18 hours. This will all be day. This is day, and this is night. Correct? Well,
yeah.
So your days be much longer than your night. So your shows manios then are obviously your day hours have to be longer than your night hours. Correct? But if you calculate it like this, 0 o'clock. Starting not from sunrise, but from noon, then what's going to happen? Noon to midnight. What's happening here? So it's true that day is still going to be, let's say, here's noon.
Right, but from midday to midnight, it's the same as always, 12 hours.
So here's night. Do I see that? But this is all day. This area. But the point here is that your noon to midnight is always equal as your midnight to noon. So then you could have shavos for half the day and half the day. So if your shavos are connected to daylight, then you're going to have many more hours, much longer daytime, much many more hours for day than you'll have for night. But if you do noon to noon, then it'll be equal. And in the summer, you just reverse. In the winter, you just reverse this. This would be night. This would be days. But the idea is that noon to midnight is always a fixed amount of time. Leave your question.
Sorry, is he relating this to halakhic hours, or he's talking about the way that, like...
He's just explaining why astronomers like to calculate it.
He's talking about astronomers.
Yeah.
And the Shiloh is related not to halakhic hours.
Well, I assume that no one was asking the Tashbates, maybe they were, astronomical questions, but he's trying to explain the difference between how astronomers keep time, and he's explaining the different possibilities of how to keep time.
So right now he's explaining the, like, secular astronomers. Chachmei
Tchunos HaGalgalim, that's right, how astronomers keep time. Romy, you have a question? But does everybody see the motivation for starting time at midnight and midday?
Well,
the idea then is that there's actually no there's no preference for daylight over nighttime. Noon to noon always remain. Noon to midnight, midnight to noon is equal to each other. Whereas daytime is never equal to nighttime, and nighttime is never equal to daytime, except for in the rare case of the equinoxes.
Well, what's the point that it has to be equal? Like, just, I mean, like, why?
Because then your shows are shavos. Do you like the idea of a varying duration of an hour, or is an hour a fixed amount of time?
Yeah, what kind
of
argument? It's just an argument why they do it, but not an argument why you should do it.
I think you have to have intuition. People have these intuitions about time. So I think there's this idea, there's this intuition that, you know, your time shouldn't be different than the person immediately north of you.
You're trying to, like, conduct business affairs.
Yeah, I don't know if it's business or even something deeper than that. Like,
people are super far away from
just like I think you would find it intuitively weird.
An hour is still the amount of time always helpful.
Right, what's an hour? I mean, we have no reason. We haven't seen any Gemara explicitly that says that the hours vary. Roman, did you have a hand or we got to take care of it?
Why is it important that those two be? Why is it important that it be the equivalent of time or noon to noon?
It's not important. It's just intuitive. If you have the belief that an hour is fixed,
yeah.
If you want your hours to be fixed, then noon to noon makes more sense than.
Yeah, but wait, that's some. But that, I guess
why can you count from any point in the day divided by noon to noon?
Because if you're starting at 6 o'clock a.m. The reason for starting there is because you're thinking, oh, day begins is about daylight, right? But if it's about daylight,
well, that's what we do.
Meaning our daylight is always actually
right. So we moved away from here.
Right.
But the thought here is that like you, the intuition is that the whole system of shavos, which we do have, Josh is right. We're a little off of it, but the intuition of the system of shavos. Is that timekeeping has nothing to do with hours of sunlight versus hours of darkness.
Right.
It's just half of the Earth's rotation. If it's half the Earth's rotation, then noon to midnight, midnight to noon is the better way to keep time.
Why?
Because that's consistent with this idea of what you're measuring is fixed.
No, but if light and darkness are not relevant to timekeeping, and our only interest is that time should, meters of time should be equal. And I can start at any point.
Let me put it a little differently. What is the objective astronomical phenomenon that remains fixed?
Earth's rotation.
Sort of. But what is the thing that remains fixed in the Earth's rotation, like when the Earth rotates?
The sun.
Well, relationship
to the sun.
But what do you mean relationship to the sun? If you mean sunrise, sunset, that's changing. But if you do it from the I mean, you're not going to have 24 hours from sunrise to sunrise.
Well, what are the 24 hours?
So you're not going to have 24 hours from sunrise to sunrise.
Right, agreed.
What?
For the Earth to rotate around its axis.
Shkayach.
So,
you're not going to have 24 hours from sunrise to sunrise.
Isn't it true if I pick any point in the sky where the sun is and count 24 hours, the sun will be back there?
No. Because you're also moving.
No, but it's not just that. It's because the days get longer.
The days get longer because
it has to work to count.
Right, that's the whole point. The sun, now that we're moving off the equinox, the day is going to begin earlier every day. Right? Sunrise will be earlier by a minute every day now.
Okay.
Until we hit the solstice. So if you measure from sunrise to sunrise, you won't get 24 fixed hours. You'll get 24 hours plus minus a minute every day.
And what is counting from noon then?
Noon to noon is always fixed.
Why?
Fixed 24 hours.
What is noon then?
Well,
why?
What is noon? Noon is when the sun is at its highest point in the sky.
It's
for the same reason. One second. It's for the same reason why on the same longitude, sunrise and sunset varies between Toronto, Miami, and Argentina, but noon doesn't vary between them.
It does by half an hour.
What?
It does by half an hour.
Astronomical noon?
I look. Chatzos Hayom is at 1:30 in Argentina and 1:01 in Toronto.
It's not exactly the same light.
All right, because you're not measuring it perfectly. According to that, no.
I don't understand.
Well?
Tampa and Havana are the same.
Tampa and Havana are the same?
Yeah. Except for Puerto Rico, my time is an hour off by Havana because they do daylight savings or something.
Yeah, yeah. Those are just sociopolitical things.
Okay, but then how is it possible if you count 20 miles from when the sun is at its highest point, it will be in the same spot? If you count 20 miles from when the sun is at any other point, it won't be in the same spot?
I may want to try explaining this to her. Does anybody understand? What?
Am I misunderstanding something?
Yes.
How do you understand?
at least, whoa. Whoa, that was way out of pocket.
So, ask your question again.
How is it possible that when I'm counting the sun's highest point.
Right.
Until, what? And until it's back at the point, it'll be 24 hours. But if I count from right now, 24 hours, it's not going to be the same point?
No. Isn't it that from midnight to midday, it's going to always be the
same
amount of time as the other half of the day? That's what it is. Like, every way you count, you're going to get 24 hours, obviously, if you add it all up.
No.
Yes.
If you count sunrise to sunrise, it's going to vary every day.
Yeah, right. That's going to vary every day.
So how
why? Because sunrise and sunset change every day.
Yeah. How could sunrise and sunset change if noon doesn't yet?
Noon does change,
very simple.
But they change equally. They change equally.
Why don't we just
look
through
so?
That's
why it explains it. Right. He's talking
about noon's always 12 and midnight's always 12. Sunrise is at different times in the day.
What? No, noon is not always 12.
Well, astronomical noon is not always 12. But, right.
Okay.
You're asking why is that true?
I'm just confused how you can have 24 hours from some points and be at the same back at the same point, but not when you get 24 other points.
I think I actually understand the part. Okay, so
explain it.
Understanding it.
Okay, the scientific explanation is that
you don't understand something.
The scientific explanation is that when sunrise and sunset occur is a function of the Earth's tilt on its axis. This kind of 20-degree tilt. Right? So as the Earth moves around, other than the equinox, if this is the summer, so the southern hemisphere has greater light exposure. Okay? So their days are going to be longer. Did we watch that movie? Did we watch the movie on one of the Zoom Sheer?
No,
yeah.
The video.
Right, the video?
Yeah.
The video? Now, noon is just a function of the Earth, the longitude facing the sun. So when the Earth is turning, the sun's highest points will be the same for everything on this longitudinal line. So solar noon is just a function of this longitude facing the sun. That's what noon is. Noon is when the sun is directly over this meridian.
So in 24 hours, the sun will be back at the same spot. Mm-hmm.
It takes, think about it this way. The definition of solar noon is when this meridian crosses into the sun's path. That longitudinal line. If it takes the Earth 24 hours for the meridian to get back to the same place, then solar noon will be exactly 24 hours later.
No, hasn't Earth moved slightly?
So it is affected very slightly by the Earth's...
It's not the same as any other point in the day. It would be affected the same amount.
The same thing as sunrise.
If it took 6 a.m. to 6 a.m., it would be the same.
No, because the sunrise and the sunset is affected not primarily by the Earth's moving, but by how the Earth's moving affects the relative tilt of the southern hemisphere relative to the northern hemisphere. Meaning, as the Earth moves into the summer, the southern hemisphere gets more sun exposure. right? It's, meaning if the sun is here in the summer, so the northern hemisphere,
the summer for the southern.
Sorry, this is winter. It's southern hemisphere summer, winter for the northern hemisphere, right?
Yeah.
When the sun is here, meaning when the Earth moves to the other side, it's going to be summer in the north and winter in the south, right? And the equinox is when it's tilted either way relative to the sun. So that would be like when the sun is here, where my marker is, the north and south have equal distance to the sun, so none is more exposed. Okay? Now, as the Earth moves, one side is more tilted to the sun, right? But that's not going to affect, that affects the seasons, and that affects the amount of time, the amount of sunlight you have. But noon is not a function of how much sunlight you have. Noon is just a function of when your meridian crosses into the sun's path.
When you say how much sunlight you have, aren't you saying that you're in the sun's path? Isn't that like... When you say the marker's over there, and so that's north and south, that's the same amount of sunlight, you're just saying that they both come into the sun's path. Oh, wait, no.
Because one is how long you're...
Right, one's how long you're exposed to the sun. Or another way of putting it, one's a function of how wide does the sun's rays hit the Earth. How much of the Earth is exposed to the sun. And the other one's just a function of... is the sun, is your longitude crossed right in front of the sun?
So that makes sense for sunrise and sunset.
That's why solar noon is always going to be 24 hours from solar noon to solar noon. Minus maybe a tiny
solar
thing. Did I see that? This is why you got to study Cheshbon Tekubas Mazalos. Very, very important. What?
My head
hurts. Your head hurts? It's really an avla. This should be like the basic science course, no? In every like Jewish high school.
It's so surprisingly complicated.
So check, what are they, is it?
Yeah, I was just looking at it. If you go along, like precisely, if you go along one longitude, going along longitude, it's the same, like, up and down is the exact same.
Say it again?
Solar noon is it's because the sun travels a longer path. I mean, the sun's path at every latitude along a longitude converges at one point, and that's at solar noon.
Right. That's what the Tosh Bait said, that for every point on a longitude, they have noon at the same time. Isn't that what you just said?
Yeah.
What?
When was
Tosh Bates? Late 1300s, because he left Spain in the pogroms of 1391.
No.
Okay. Does this make sense to you guys?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty basic. Okay. The ode. Okay, fine. So that's why, but I think that's the idea of like starting by noon. You start the count by noon, then you're not biased towards like daylight versus darkness for calculating Shol Zmani, for calculating your hours.
Oh, but we don't do that. I mean, when you say that's a good reason to do that, we actually still don't do that.
Well,
right.
You were saying.
We don't.
You're saying, oh.
So our clocks, that's the thing, our clocks are a little weird that we don't calculate it to solar noon.
So we're now doing it that makes totally no sense because...
Well, it's probably a relic of the fact that once upon a time it was tethered to solar noon, and then we just ended up going with like... we have to check what is our 12 o'clock meant to correspond to, you know? Okay, but the idea is that if you la'olam yesh mechatzia yom lechatzia laila yud beishal shavos b'chol itos hashana. If you want something that's invariant to season, then you calculate noon to midnight, midnight to noon. That's the idea, regardless of how long the days and nights are. Himasha Yosef chatzi ha'echad yigra chatzi ha'acher. All right. Okay, go ahead. That's theory number one that Tosh Bates tells us for keeping time. What's theory number two? This is kind of how we tell time.
I'm confused. This is different than the one before. Even this is not that there's.
Yeah, you'll see why. Go ahead. Ela shahayam and
ba'alelos.
Im hayom hu aruch. Okay, this is closer to the way we tell time, which is we don't start count. I mean, it's true that we count from noon, but the idea is that we think we'll talk that our day in the summer just gains more hours. Right? We'll say there's a day, but we could have 18-hour days. Isn't that how we talk? So you just divide it into, or maybe this is closer to the conception of army time.
Yeah, I mean, it's yeah.
You just have you have 24 straight hours. Instead of 12 hours of day and 12 hours of night, you have 24 hours. And daylight and nightlight just shift, and darkness just shift. Okay. Notice what he says. V'cheshbon hamolados hu al pi elu ha'shos. So what does that mean? So for some things in halacha, this is very important, like calculating the molad of the moon, that does not depend on shos manios. So this is very important. So are things in halacha, he's conceding, that are not shos manios dependent. They're shos shavos dependent. So I'll give you an example. Here's what he's referring to. So I believe I gave you the Gemara. I think it's Gemara in Rosh Hashanah.
Is that how we say the molad, though? Don't we say it in...
Wait, they have the army time versus... Versus,
like, one second, look at the Gemara on a Chaf Hei Med Aleph. I'm highlighting it right now. Amar Lahan Rabbi Gamliel, Kach Mikubalni Mi Beis Avi Abba. I have a Masorah from my grandfather. Ein Chidusha Shalavana Pchusa Mi Esrim V'Tisha Yom Umachta. So the Molad is always at least 29 and a half days apart. Ushnei Shlishe Shah. And 2/3 of an hour. But that's not shos manios, meaning the 2/3 of an hour are not shos. What?
So what is it? 2/3 of 60 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. It's 24. It's an hour as defined by 60 minutes. We'll talk about halakim also later on, but the point is that for cheshbon amolad, it's fixed. Why do you think cheshbon amolad is fixed? Think about why we have a leap year this year. Because seasons depend on
where you are in your orbital around the sun.
The solar calendar. Seasons depend on the solar calendar, right? The equinoxes and the solstices. The lunar calendar is invariant to seasons. That's why you could have 12 months but fall behind.
That's why Ramadan falls at a different time every year.
Exactly, and that's why we have to have a leap year. Well, he's quoting the Shir. Right.
You would know.
It's exactly right. So why are they shows hashavos for cheshbon amolad? Because the whole idea of shows manios is the Earth's position, the Earth's tilt relative to the sun. For calculating the orbit of the moon around the Earth, why in the world would you care about the Earth's tilt relative to the sun? Right? That's the reason. So this is a remarkable thing. For some things in halacha, it shows hashavos that matter, not shows manios. It's very complicated. And this is very problematic. Not problematic, but this just means that the halacha doesn't have a single definition of a shah. And it'll talk in the Gemara about shah. So here in the Gemara Shana it says, it's the moon's molad is not less than 29 and a half days and two-thirds of an hour, it's referring to a fixed hour of 60 minutes. So for different areas of halacha, you could have a different definition of a shah. Good?
So what are we referring to when the rule of the noun is in halacha?
We'll talk about halacha gemara in a minute. But the idea is that it has nothing to do with the idea of calculating the mola, the distance between the moons, the full orbit of the moon, has nothing to do with Shaos Manios. Okay. Let's go back to Tashbetz. The Tashbetz? Page 6. So does everybody see that he says this? He says there is a way of keeping time where the shows are shavos. V'cheshbon hamolados hu alpi elu hashos, which he calls shows beinonios or shows shavos.
What does that mean? That
notice you could call them beinonios or shavos because shavos means when they're equal at the equinox. Beinonios means they all average out. If you take the average shah, you average out the long ones of the summer with the short ones of the winter, or the long ones of the day with the short ones of the night, and vice versa, you get 60-minute hours.
I'm confused. What does that mean, though, that the day and night, like, you add or you subtract? That they're all supposed to be shavos, then how? What are you adding or subtracting?
What are you asking a linguistic question?
No, I mean, just what does it mean? El shayomim alos v'sivu beilu hashavos. Oh, you grow the mashen. Sorry.
Yeah, the days get more hours or few hours. You could have 18-hour days in the summer.
More hours, but not a longer hour.
Correct. You just literally add more hours. You have an 18-hour day in the summer. Whereas if Shos Manios, you'd say, no, you have a 12-hour day, but the hours are, each hour is longer. Okay. V'yei Shem Echalkim. No. V'yeshem mechalkim. So these are shows manios, right? Notice the way he says it. V'yesh. He just says it's like another way of telling time, right? Three ways of keeping time. V'yeshem mechalkim ayom yudbe shows leolam mechina laila ben mechina laila. So you always want your day to have 12 hours. You always want your night to have 12 hours.
Longer, short.
Yeah. Ben yarukim ben oktzarim. Be'ila shows kruyos. Good. Why are they called Shos Manios? Because they depend on the season. So they're variable based off time. Kibbe Teves. When is Teves? What do we say Teves was?
It's winter.
That's winter. That's the winter solstice. B'shos HaLaila Ruchos Mod. Achetia. Right. So you would be like 1 to 1.5 ratio. This is very interesting. Kichol cheshbonos hamolados eino el lefi cheshbon hashos habeinonios. He's just saying you could keep shows manios, but when you're calculating the moon, you have to average out your night minutes with your day, your night hours with your day hours. What does that mean? So go, if you went into the winter solstice or the summer solstice and you look at my zmanim and see how long the hours of the day, how many minutes are in the hour of the day and how many minutes are in the hours of the night, and you just add them to each other and divide by two, you'll always get 60 minutes. Right? So you could have a system of shows manios. But then when you're calculating things like the molad, you just average out your day and night ones, which then gets you shows beinonios or shows shavos.
Why is he saying it like that instead of just saying we like do astronomical, like regular astronomical time? So just strange way to say it. Like,
it's a complicated way of saying it.
We add up the 12 and 12, and we divide it by 2, and we get 60 minutes.
Yeah.
It's like, no, we just do 60 minutes by the hour, because that's what makes
it. Great point. It's a great point. But look what
why
he said.
Explain why that makes sense.
No, it's just a weird play. It's like a weird counterintuitive way to start. Like, we start a show as money.
I'll tell you why he's saying it. He's saying it because he doesn't want to say that we have two different ways of telling time. That sounds inelegant. Right? Like the way I was saying it sounds inelegant.
Yeah, he does say that, though. That is what he's saying.
Conceptually, that's what he's saying. But he's saying, really, it's one way of keeping time. Just for certain shows, certain things, you have to average together your day hours and your night hours. It's semantics. I agree.
24 hours gets you 60 minutes.
It's semantics, but he's just, I guess it's a more elegant system to say, like, they're just shows, manios, but sometimes you have to average out your shows, manios. Yeah, it's a move. It's a conceptual sleight of hand. Okay, kichol cheshbonos hamoladus ein alafi cheshbon hashos habeinonios. Now I'm not sure what this phrase is going on.
Now I think it's going on the.
Is it going on the moladus?
Yeah, now I'm reading this again. I think so. He explains it. Sure, in yam echam halakos sheya derek mashal be hayom bechodesh kamu izyom bevegim shalos mayom. Meaning it was just like it confused on like the semantics of like, oh, is it like it's 4 hours a third of the day or is he mean four hours like 2 hours before katzos?
So the kishayiru inyan echad mehalakos shehiya derech mashal b'reviya hayom b'chodesh tamuz. Yomru b'gimel sha'os me'ayom. Berutza lomar b'shos hazmanios shehem b'osu chodesh. Doesn't it sound like he's saying that the use of shos manios is just a convenience?
No, I mean
to me it sounds like he's saying we do shos manios as a convenience. Why? Because the idea is that people kind of know, are they a quarter into the day? Are they halfway into the day? Are they a third into the day? And then just, if you divide it into 12 equal portions of day, so you say 3 hours into the day, just a way of saying a quarter into the day. Right? Kishayir inyan echad mehalakos yishayir derech mashal b'revi hayom b'chodesh tamuz yomru b'gimel shos mehayom rotzolomar b'shos hazmanios shehem b'oso chodesh karp. I mean, no one had clocks back then, because you didn't have easy way of clocking minutes. So everybody was thinking just in terms of like, you know, how deep into the morning. I was like, oh, like a third of the day, a third of the way into the day. No? What do you guys think?
I think it'd be hard to, it's hard to read it, but it's hard to say that he thinks that only Shaul's manios are like not there, they're just there to make things easier.
Sounds almost like he's saying that Shaul's manios is just it's a matter of convenience.
And it sounds like if that's true, that's like kind of like the point is not so strong. Oh, just so you can say, everyone can say 3 hours and.
There's nothing inherently special about Shaul's manios on this view.
What do we expect there to be? Like, isn't that reasonable to pick a time based on
convenience? Yeah, so what did you want?
No, honestly, it's a good point. We have these assumptions that Shaul's manios makes sense.
It's like it's halachic time, it's Shaul's manios. And he's saying, no, it's convenient time. Ned, do you have a thought on this? No? No neurons firing on this?
Thoughtless?
Yeah, you're thoughtless on this?
It's two different systems.
Anybody have a thought on this? No? Okay, now I want to draw your attention just to get out a little more of the dialectic here. So the Tashbetz is a nice way of showing that there are different systems for keeping shows. Now look at this Trumas HaDeshen in Kuf Chaf Aleph. This is a bit of a Pesach, Shlosh Miyom Kodem HaChag, Pesach prep. Look at this short back and forth in the Trumas HaDeshen, Kuf Chaf Aleph. Sheila. Anybody prepare this Trumas HaDeshen? So I'll read it. Sheila, Adikaimon Krebi Huda, Ochlin Kol Arba Vlo Yosar. And Erev Pesach, the last time Deed Chametz is the fourth hour. Okay? That's a 2 hour harchaka from Chetzos. Right? Because the fifth hour and then the sixth hour, Chetzos is the end of the sixth. Bishnas Ha'ibur. This year, when Pesach is significantly after the equinox, it's a month after the equinox. Shehayom marich bigvulenu. So the days get longer in the northern hemisphere. Yes? Like this year. Shebisof arba adayin kimo gimel shaos ad chatzos. Unbelievable. That at the end of 4 hours in today, there are still 3 hours until chatzos. When he, but what he means though is that there are three shows shavos.
Right, so meaning it's really the hours are longer, so it's really it's,
meaning the day is so long.
Meaning there's 180 minutes, even though it's only 2 hours.
Right, two shows man. So wait a second. So shabbosof arba, what he means at the end of four shows shavos, at the end of 240 minutes. All right, yeah. At the end of 240 minutes, there are still 180 minutes until Chatzos. All in Shavos. Right. Now, what's he thinking? What he's thinking is basically... well, that's fine. At Emas Shari Lechol Chametz. Until when is the Mutter Yichametz?
Isn't that very basic to say? Because you're reading from where Mesachim is...
Show Shavos. So
it's not.
Of course! If you're thinking Shavos Zmanios, there's something to talk about here. As the days get longer, the hours get longer. So 4 hours into the day is well more than 240 fixed minutes. Right? Clearly, he's not thinking in terms of Shavos Zmanios. Or at least the Shoah.
What do you think? The Shoah thought that the Gemara
Psalm. One second. Ad Ema Shari Lechel Chametz. Remember, all we saw so far is the Rambam who said that everything is Shavos Zmanios. Maybe it's the Rambam and the Arshul Siddur. but maybe it turns out that it's not so obvious that everything is Shavos Zmanios upon analysis. Right? Isn't that clearly what's going on here in the Trumas HaDeshan? By the way, I'm just putting pressure on your comment from the beginning of Shir, which is like, oh, of course, assume Shavos Zmanios. I guess the only thing you saw is the Rambam, and you're like, yeah, okay, everything is Shavos Zmanios. And you're like, wait, clearly not all the Rishonim assume that way. And then... I don't know what Richard's going to say about the Masorah question. Did the Trumas HaDeshan have Masorah, Mistama, that everything is Shavos?
He does quote the Maharak a lot, so...
Oh, Reina Rav Kleisner?
Yeah.
Ad Beis Shavos Kodem Chatzos La'olam. Look at this unbelievable suggestion. Ad Beis Shavos Kodem Chatzos La'olam. Anybody know what this means? So you can eat Chametz until the end of Arba Shavos.
What do you mean? Yeah, I mean, 120 minutes before Chatzos.
Oh, 120 minutes before Chatzos. Now, this is an unbelievable point. When you start count, when you have Shavos that deviate from Shavos Shavos, so we say, okay, you can eat Chametz until 4 hours into the day. So now that you're no longer dealing with 60-minute minutes, let's say you're dealing with 60-minute hours, but your day is longer than your morning until Chatzos is more than six times. It's more than 360 minutes. I get that right?
I think.
Yeah.
60 times six. So what do you do? So here's Chatzos. Let's take it as astronomical noon, obviously, right? And let's say here, since it's a bit of a longer day, so this would be, you know, a normal equinox day sunrise. But let's say sunrise is over here, right? Okay. So 4 hours, you could say, let's count 4 hours, 60-minute hours from sunrise. And that's the Zman of Achilas Chametz, right? Or you could say that 4 hours really just means 2 hours prior to Chatzos. So just reverse, go to Chatzos, go to when astronomical noon is going to be, when the sun's at its highest point, subtract 2 hours, 60-minute hours, and you have to stop eating Chametz then. What does that show if you take the second suggestion? That the real thing that's fixed for timekeeping is Chatzos. Like that first side in the Tashbetz. So chatzos is the thing that remains stable, and then you should maybe for some things really just define your zmanim relative to chatzos. So by the way, here's a radical suggestion. Maybe it's wrong to think in terms of like a clean clock of 24 hours or even two 12-hour segments where like you open up your clock and it tells you Plaga Mincha is 9.5 hours from, sorry, and it tells you that Chatzos is 6 hours from sunrise, or that Plaga Mincha is 1.25 hours, or that Shesha Machza is... Maybe you have a fixed point of chatzos, and some things are just defined relative to chatzos, even if they don't preserve the 24-hour cycle to Netzach Hama or to Shkiasach Hama. So, for example, maybe the real point over here is that 2 hours before chatzos, you have to be Poreish from Chametz, not 4 hours from the beginning of the day. Do I see the suggestion? Meaning, maybe the chatzos is the independent variable for some things, and things should be defined relative to chatzos. That's exactly the suggestion that's going on here in the Trumas Hadeshin, is it not? I mean, why are you looking at me like I'm from outer space?
Because I'm confused why those are the two options.
What?
I'm confused by the way you just done the work.
What?
Confused by what you put on the board. Neither of those options are
Shos Manias. Oh, no. These are
Shos Shavos.
Yeah, but... Correct. On a normal equinox day, this would add up to 6 hours. 2 plus 4 should equal 6.
Yeah.
But, past the spring equinox, like this year, right? When you're significantly past it, so 2 plus 4, it'll still equal 6 hours, obviously, but it's not going to get you to chatzos. Because they're not shows manios would always work out perfectly. Mm-hmm. But if they're shoshavos, it's not. So he's saying, okay, the Gemara talks about 4 hours or 2 hours. Is the Gemara's real point 4 hours from sunrise, or is the Gemara's real point 2 hours before chatzos? So maybe...
It's all within the tzad that the Gemara is talking about shoshavos.
Of course, the Trumas Hadeshin is clearly assuming Shal Shavos. That's the unbelievable assumption here. And then, once you no longer have a full cycle of time, because you have Shal Shavos, maybe you have to define some things from... Maybe certain Zmanim need to be defined as relative, as dependent variables on a fixed variable. So here's the chiddush, if this is true. Maybe you could define, let's say, Mincha Gedola as 1/2 hour from Chatzos. But that's not going to be 6.5 hours from the beginning of the day. And maybe Sovzman Kriyashma is 3 hours from the beginning of the day, but it's not going to be 3 hours from Chatzos. And maybe Mincha Ketana is 3.5 hours, I believe. Heard about that? Sorry, Mincha Ketana is 9.5 hours, yeah. So maybe it's 3.5 hours from Chatzos, but not... Or, sorry, maybe it's 2.5 hours from Shkia or Tzeis, but not 3 hours from Chatzos. See the point? Meaning maybe each significant marker of time with respect to its mitzvos doesn't fit into a clean framework of a 24-hour Shos Manios day. You have to calculate it from the fixed astronomical thing that it's associated with. Just like the Trumas Hadeshin is suggesting here. But everything would be calculated in Shos HaShavos. It's a pretty radical suggestion.
Meaning they don't, none of the times it aligns with each other because they're all just from each other, so it's relative to whichever mark.
Whichever astronomical thing is Kobea to start the count. Just like we believe L'chora for Ben Ashmashos. What is Ben Ashmashos? Oh, it's Kedei Hilo 3 1/4 mil, which is a shell shovel, to fix him out from Shkia. Right? Or for Ben Utam. Tzeizek Ochavim is a fixed, arguably, fixed 4 mil, Kedei Hilo 4 mil from Shkia Rishona. And for the Urayim, Ben Ashmashos is a fixed 3/4 mil prior to Shkia. So we see the point? That's the suggestion of the Chumash Hadeshen. That at least for the Isser Chametz, it's calculated in Shel Shavos, but not 4 hours from the beginning of the day, but 2 hours prior to Chatzos Hayom. Unbelievable Kiddush, for sure. So there are two chidushim here. Number one, is the what was upsetting Romy is this, the Iker fact that the Chumash Hadeshen here seems to be assuming that we're dealing with Shelos HaShavos, not Shelos Manios. Right, Romy?
Mm-hmm.
Point number two is my suggestion that if this is true, then maybe we have to think, revisit the Chashivas of all these Manim. That maybe they're not. There's not like one clock that you could say, here's the time for the day, and then you get a full mapping of Sofsman Kriyashma at 3 o'clock, Sofsman Tvila at 4 o'clock, Chatzos 6 hours at 6, you know, at 6 o'clock, Mincha Ketana at 6 and a half, Mincha Gdola at 9 and a half, Plaga Mincha at 10:45, and then, you know, Shkia and or Tzeis at 12. But rather, you have certain dinim that are triggered by the beginning of the day. So you just count 3 hours or four, 3 hours from the beginning of the day for Shel Zman Kriyat Shema. 4 hours from the beginning of the day, Shel Shavos, for Shel Zman Tefillah. Half hour after Chatzos, not 6.5 hours from the beginning of the day, but a half hour after Chatzos for Mincha Ketana, for Mincha Gdola, sorry. Mincha Ketana Yesh Ladan, if that's a countdown from Chatzos or a count up from the end of the day.
It can't be a countdown from the end of the day, then you'll have times where Mincha Ketana comes before Chatzos.
Yeah, but Mincha Ketana before Chatzos.
What?
Never have Mincha Ketana before Chatzos.
So it can't be. So meaning Mincha Ketana cannot be counted from Shkia.
Mincha Gdola or Mincha Ketana?
Sorry, Gdola.
Right, so Mincha Gdola, I agree Mincha Gdola would be a half hour after Chatzos. What about Mincha Ketana? 9.5 hours. Is that a din in counting 3.5 from Chatzos? Right? See my question?
Yeah.
And then plag, are you counting plag from Mincha Ketana? Or are you counting plag from the end of the day? Is there any of the issues? And then same for the Sofsman Kriyashma. Yeah, Eitan.
Where do you actually get 2 hours before Chatzos from?
Here?
Yeah, I understand that the cheshbon. The problem is that this really only working system of Shelos Manios. If you're not using Shelos Manios, Erev Pesach never actually falls out near enough to be equinox that you'll have from sunrise to Chatzos to be exactly 6 hours to say that burning chametz is 2 hours.
Right, Pesach cannot fall out before the equinox. That's one of the dinim of Ibra Hashana, the Chodesh Aviv, right?
Pesach
always after
1899, which is March 25th.
Hmm?
Earliest Pesach I found was March 25th.
Right.
That's already like a week.
By definition, Pesach can't be before the equinox. One of the criteria for making Ibur Shana.
So where can you get the 2 hours after the 2 hours before Chatzos number from? If there's never an Erev Pesach where that is actually true,
no.
that's still going to be too late.
No, think about it. No. Lahafich. 2 hours pre Chatzos is being risk averse because once you pass the equinox, right? your hours are longer. So if you...
4 hours, so 4 hours into a day is way earlier than 2 hours.
4 hours until it's closer to Chatzos.
Right.
The closer you get to the equinox, 4 hours into a day is closer to Chatzos than Shnas HaYibur. Right? Even the closest day...
That's what he's saying. Don't calculate 4 hours from the beginning of the day. Just calculate 2 hours prior to Chatzos.
Say 2 hours before Chatzos is you're going to be too late. Even on Shnas HaYibur, 4 hours... The only way to get 2 hours from is by saying there's equinox day.
Wait, one second. Sorry. Yer b'dach alach lolom shari lachal ad be shaos kodem chatzos. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, what's he saying?
Because the Mishnah says that you can eat chametz up until the 4th hour of the day.
Right.
There's no thing about 2 hours before chatzos.
Right.
2 hours before chatzos only comes in if you say that from sunrise until chatzos is 6 hours. That will never happen on Erev Pesach. Ever. You said it can't. I'm just saying.
Right, I think what he's basing himself on is that it's like a gzera of Yom HaMunan that really you have until Chatzos Mikra Din for this Manachilas Chametz. But Chazal asserted it at 4 shows, so you don't even come close to this man. Right? Second. So now, sorry, what he's saying is that on an equinox, when you get farther away from the equinox, like in a Shnas HaYibur. So, you'd have to stop eating super early in the day if you waited 4 shows. Josh, we had it backwards. If you stop eating 4 hours in Shos Shavos on a year like this, where it's a Shnas HaYibur, you're stopping to eat super early in the day. You're stopping to eat chametz. So he's being makil, and he's saying as long as you stop 120 minutes prior to Chatzos, that's fine.
Right, so where do you get the number from?
120 minutes?
And getting to 2 hours doesn't work unless there is an Erev Pesach on the equinox, which can't be. Because otherwise, there's no Erev Pesach that's exactly 6 hours to say that the 4 hours there.
He doesn't care. He doesn't care about Shos Manios.
I understand that. I'm saying there's no way that you could get the two hour number unless you have either Shos Manios or an Erev Pesach that is exactly 6 hours. Because there's no place in the Mishnah where it says 2 hours. It says up until 4 hours of the day. The assumption of 2 hours is six minus four is two. The number two never came up. It only comes up because Chatzos is 2 hours after 4 hours.
Because Chatzos is always 6 hours. It's always the 6 hour.
Okay, so look what he writes. Look what he writes. He explains away the Gemara. So read the Gemara. I was reading, right? This is your question, Eitan, right? The Gemara should have just said 2 hours before Chatzos. Why does it say 4 hours? He says, Hainu mishum deviyamim beinonim leolam besof shah hainu beishos kodem Chatzos. He's saying, because if you take an average day, which is an equinox day, which is the Gemara's idealized day, 4 hours is the same as 6 hours, is the same as 2 hours before Chatzos.
Even though they never
would. But that would never
right.
On their face.
Correct. But he's just saying, the Gemara kind of uses this general scheme of time telling of like an idealized equinox day. It's not my Chiddush, this is the...
Yeah, it's the Trumas Adesha, okay?
It's the Trumas Adesha, it's Chiddush. Right?
Only respect.
Right. But does anybody see the amazing move here? The amazing move here is to say that really you don't just impose Shos Manios on something like Zman Achilas Chametz. The Zman Achilas Chametz is Shos Shavos. Even though the Gemara speaks in idealized equinox days.
But idealized equinox, the problem I have is that I have no problem to say that. My problem is that the idealized equinox day can never happen in Erev Pesach.
True. It's just a way of talking. It's just a way of talking to use the... You use the calculations of, like, the equal days.
I thought the first answer you were given was like, you know, a little better, made more sense to me that... You know, it's just
Xerodarabon,
so you wouldn't eat it. So it's like, okay, 2 hours before you
know Shos Manios.
No, because
it turns out he's being
Miko.
Right, no, right.
I'm saying, if you're just saying it's Xerodarabon, then like when he says 4 hours, but really just means 2 hours.
Right, that's not what he says. He just says, Hainamishun, the Yamim Benonim, Lolam Besof Shadalin.
Doesn't
Yeah.
I mean, he's only saying this, like, maybe, like, again, like, because it's just, like, zero, so, like, it's fine to be Mako.
A Mako Hifsid? That's fine. That may be true, but the point here is that the conceptual point stands regardless that he's thinking in terms of Shalos Shavos, not Shalos Manios. By the default reading of that Gemara, which is extraordinary. Let me just give you one other example, then we'll stop here. The Chumash Hadeshen and Siman Aleph, which we already saw. What's Siman Aleph about in the Chumash Hadeshen? Mikey, do you know? No? Jeremy, do you know? Siman Aleph, Eitan? Well, yeah, the Kasha Barolo, in their communities in Ashkenaz, they were davening Marav super early. Ba'od HaYom Gadol, right? They were davening Makabel Shabbos, and they were walking on the Danube. It was like, there was plenty of time. And how could they do that? Right? Barov HaKehilos, B'yam HaRuchim B'mei HaKayitz, Likos Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, Ospal Tfilas Arvis, Gimel Odalid Shos Lefnei Tzeis HaKochavim. 3 or 4 hours before Tzeis. How could they do that? He says, B'mei Churfi, he says, I don't know, it's very strange. And then he says, U'b'mei Churfi re'isi tosos perakama, brachos, d'yesh rotzin lomar, d'v'mei ha'kayet sh'yamim ha'arichin, anu mechashvin an sh'os ha'layla l'sh'os k'tanos, v'sh'os ha'yom l'sh'os k'dolos. What's he saying? Yeah, he's like, oh, I saw that there's a suggestion that maybe we calculate things in terms of Shalos Manios. And therefore, B'derech zeh, shel olam yalu yidbei Shalos laila yidbei Shalos yom. V'chein hutak li tshuva achad me'agdolim. Sheheshev gamkin lach shvayom l'olam rak li yidbei Shalos hafil yom maruchim linyan plaga mincha. And if you do that calculation, it turns out that plaga mincha could be pretty long. Sounds like he's discovering this whole notion of Shalos Manios as a novelty. This is not the way that he was calculating Zmanim in general. Right? Richard, do you agree?
Unfortunately,
yeah. So I say it's mind-blowing. The Rambam says the Milsa Depshita. But you can see that the Chumash Hadeshen wasn't thinking in those terms. There's, oh, Lefie Chiluk Zeh, if you calculate Shel Zmanios in this way, which we all take as obvious, the way you calculate. He says, then, Hayli Yashiv, Imbana Lahakim Yosem Yishav Reveal, if you do an hour and a quarter according to Shalos Manios, Kiyom Remsa Kayitz, you know, then you can see there's like a nice longer Plaga Mincha Zman. Now, if you look here at the Achronim, I'll just point out, there are a bunch of Achronim who comment on this, but the Pnei Yoshua has the most explicit. The Pnei Yoshua and Brachos Dav Gimel. Let's just read this highlight. Who wants to be worked up about this? Strauss, are you raising your hand or are you scratching your head?
Scratching my head.
Okay. Are the neurons firing beneath?
Yeah.
Okay. Ned, read. So this Pnei Yoshua Dav Gimel. So he quotes the Rambam that these are all Shalos Manios. Go ahead. Unbelievable. Achara iyun b'sugis shas uposkim lo matzina b'shum duchta de kol hecha de ketani chesh ben ha-shos haino shos manios. The Rambam just published the Art Scroll Siddur.
That was
right, and then everyone's like, oh, everything shows manios. But maybe Taka, everything's really Shalos Shavos. Which would mean some things you calculate Shalos Shavos from Chatzos, some things you calculate Shalos Shavos from Shkia, some things you calculate Shalos Shavos from Anitzachama. Shalos Manios is the wrong way to calculate things. Isn't that wild? Let's look what he writes at the end here. We'll talk about this carefully next year. Lachein afshe eni kedai. Oh, sorry. Milvad ma sheherachti b'zeh b'chiburi ala Torah.
Afshe
Yeah, we'll talk about it. L'chein yir lafiyan yaz da'iti baruch
kishemesh.
Oh, vein la'arach kan yod. He says, really, it's case-by-case determination whether the specific area of halacha depends on shos manios or shos shavos.
That's so elegant.
What?
That's so elegant.
Maybe it's even more elegant. Right, but the idea is that there's no fixed definition of, just like for some things, we'll calculate Laila from Shkia and some things for Tzeis, there's no, even the Hagidara of a Shah is not fixed in. Well, does this shatter your world?
Yes.
Yeah. Well,
very sad.
Very sad? Why very sad?
I think Shalom's wrong.
Well?
Shalom's wrong.
Well, he's not saying Rambam's wrong. He's just saying it's a case. Okay, so I want us to think about the significance of Shos Manios versus Shos Shavos. I know we did a lot of astronomy today. Try to sort out the longitude issue. The idea that Chatzos would be the fixed point versus sunrise, sunset, or Alos versus Tzeis Kochavim. And then I want us to start giving some thought about which areas of halacha should be dependent on shos manios versus shos shavos. So you can work your way through the makoros here, but it's pretty fascinating stuff. And this question about maybe you have to calculate some things from chatzos, some things from alos, some things from shkia. So just different fixed variable, different fixed points for different types of halakhic questions. All right? Scratch everyone.